Voters in five Front Range cities have decided to halt fracking. Mike Foote is a Democratic representative from Lafayette, one of the latest communities to pass a ban.
They want to have some say about oil and gas operations in their hometowns, and that's going to require legislation. Certainly people, at least in my district and many other districts around the state, aren't all that happy.
As drilling moves into Front Range communities that haven't experienced it before, concern is rising. Foote says he wishes the industry had found another way to work with people who are worried about impacts to the environment and public health.
And it's a bit unfortunate that the industry has decided to, for lack of a better word, engage the citizens just by suing them.
Democratic Congressman Jared Polis' district encompasses all five communities that have passed restrictions. He called on the industry to drop the lawsuits. He says it shows complete disrespect to the democratic process.
There's been a public debate. There's been a vote. You don't win friends by disregarding a public vote and suing to get your way.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Association says it didn't want to sue, but felt it had no choice. Tisha Schuler is the president of the association, which represents members of the energy industry. She calls the fracking bans regrettable.
Instead of working constructively with the industry and city leaders, extremists have used fear and misinformation to get cities to pass bans, which they know are illegal.
The industry is embarking on a greater push to try and educate the public about the benefits of low-cost domestic energy. Companies also spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight the fracking bans. Schuler says oil and gas is crucial to the state's economy.
There are over 100,000 families in Colorado that rely on the oil and gas industry for their livelihoods. These bans effectively stop oil and gas development in those communities.
Schuler says the bans are illegal because the state constitution allows Colorado to develop resources such as oil and gas. Governor John Hickenlooper recently sympathized with industry concerns.
What we've said from the beginning is that our state constitution guarantees people the right to access their minerals, right? That's a split of state. Our job is to make sure that we work in partnership with the industry.
But his office is stopping short of joining the latest round of industry lawsuits. Colorado is already suing the city of Longmont over the same issue. Democratic Representative Mike Foote says he expects energy policy will once again play a big part of the upcoming legislative session. He plans to sponsor a bill to increase fines against companies for violations. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Capital coverage is funded by Pikes Peak Center, Colorado Springs. Presenting an evening with Garrison Keillor, the ambassador for Lake Wobegon. Tickets now on sale at all Tickets West locations or PikesPeakCenter.com.